The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Middle attack, Bostic drills it through the double block, and Carly will get her fifth kill. Side out, Adam Central, and Hannah Alexander to serve it away. Set back to Hannah. A lot of back row swings. They're really relying on Hannah. Dugout Shannon clears to Grint. She'll rattle it home. Kate Grint. She gets up there and just drives it straight down.
Tonight, it's the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament in Hastings. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Floating it across short right at the center, Sestock. So now Fox has to set. Horky from the front left terminates, and we play on. Messbarger fires it across pretty deep. Fosick makes the play. Back set, Horky on the right side. Blocked, and that's it, Kylie Teal. Kearney Catholic fights off two set points.
Up first, St. Paul will battle Adams Central for the third-place trophy. Tonight's championship will pit the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars against the 20-4 or Chanticleers. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Adams Central High School in Hastings with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening once again, everyone, from Adams Central High School with our producer-engineer Caleb Henry. I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get you ready for the 2014 Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Championship between the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars and the Ord Lady Chanticleers. In the consolation match earlier tonight, St. Paul was able to rally from a deep hole in Game 1 and sweep Adams Central 29-27, 25-20, and 25-21. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for our championship match brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Lady Chanticleers aboard, their service rotation begins with number 2, junior Morgan. Oh, well, I guess they're going to do a second national anthem, so before we give you those starting lineups, we will take a break. Here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, we're back with the anthems after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And now let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Ord Lady Chanticleers, serving first will be number 2, the junior center, Morgan Alexander. Number 3, senior outside hitter and the leading attacker, Kenzie Drudick. Number 13 is junior, Kate Grant. Number 4, freshman, Allie Smith. Number 14, sophomore, Andrea Carson. And number 8, junior, Allie Weliak. The libero, number 1, junior, Jordan Cook. Head coach of the Chanticleers is Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carla Callen and Melissa Hilgenkamp. Ord is 20-4 on the season, ranked 7th and 9th in the state. For Kearney Catholic, they'll start with number 10, senior center, Allie Prasoski. Number 7, junior, Courtney Shundoff. Number 8, senior, Callie Oprick. Number 6, junior Maddie Squires. Number 4, senior Whitney Colling. Number 9, sophomore Anna Squires. And the libero, number 23, senior Morgan Studi. The Kearney Catholic Stars are ranked number 1 in the state. They're a perfect 20-0, and they have not lost a match since last year's consolation match in the conference tournament. The two-time defending state champions, in fact, have only lost one set all year. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back to serve it up after this.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
It's been a busy day with district cross country, state softball, state tennis, and now plenty of volleyball. The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is going on. The Central Conference Tournament beginning today. And, of course, we have got the Luplat Conference Final right here. You have been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic has won the toss. They'll serve it away first, and here we go. It's at Carson, set to the outside. Drudick on the angle attack. It's just off the back line deep, and Kearney Catholic will get the opening point with Allie Prasoski at the service line. Kearney Catholic is just so balanced, so deep. Ward is going to have their best couple hitters really have big nights, and they'll go to Drudick. She's blocked up front one-on-one by Maddie Squires. They dig it out and go to Grinnell, the right side, and she's blocked by Oprick. Callie Oprick with the ace block, and Kearney Catholic is up 2-0. Don't forget, our coverage is also available all the time on the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Prasoski goes short right with the serve. Problems to get it over. Free ball here for the Stars. Maddie Squires will terminate. Front right, 3-0, Kearney Catholic. So the Stars off to a good start here with a couple of nice plays. Get an ace block and a kill. Started off with an Ord error. Prasoski with a 3-0 lead. Takes it across to Carson. Here's Alexander. Grit in the middle. She's through the block down and good, and the Chanticleers are on the board. 3-1. And immediately coming in is Cassidy Gittison, a junior, who played strong along that front row in the win on Tuesday night over Adams Central. And back to serve it away, Morgan Alexander, just a junior. Of course, her mom, Wendy, is the coach. She's played since she was a freshman. Got to play one year with her older sister on that Chanticleer team, who won a state title. Maddie Squires blocked up front, dug out of the back row by Studi, passed across. Ward's got a free ball. Set Grint on a quick, down and good. Back-to-back kills for Grint, 3-2. Again, these teams played just a couple of weeks ago. It was a two-setter in the Donovan Trumbull Triangular, but the second set was 25-23. Alexander to serve. Trying to tie things up down the middle of Colling. Set middle, Oprick over the double block. It's in. Callie Oprick makes it 4-2, Kearney Catholic. She was just off the net enough that she's tall enough she could go over that double block where it really wasn't any kind of a problem. And serving it away, Michelle Messbarger. Of course, the Stars playing without Paige Herbert, tore her ACL a week ago, and so far haven't missed a beat. On the attack, Gittison dug out Prasoski to Kylie Teal. She'll go angle. It's passed up into the rafters. Carson waits for it to come down and bumped across by Cook. Free ball here. Prasoski, high set, middle, and the attack. Maddie Squires, what a swing, but a great dig by Alexander to keep it alive and pass it back over. Stars get back after it to the outside. Teal over the double block gets deep, and the first error by the Stars. Point Chanticleers. First set, Kearney Catholic 4. And Ord 3 with Kenzie Drudick to go back and serve it away. Drudick, far left serve, goes to the back corner, opposite to Teal. Slide Maddie Squires, and she'll adjust and still get the kill because that set was a little deep, and she was able to adjust, and Maddie gets her second kill. You just never know who's going to lead this team in kills each and every night. Anna Squires, overall for the season, Paige Herbert was second, but any of these kids that come into that front row can get you 7-10 kills. Morgan Studi's jump serve, miss hit well deep, and the first service error. Right back over to Ord, and into serve Lucy Gebicki. Gebicki, that is her role, serve and serve only. And then Allie Waliak back into the front row. 5-4. Kearney Catholic, early lead here. Nobody's really got on a run yet. Gebicki serve. Right down the line, tough for Messbarger. She can't handle it cleanly. It's an ace. And we are tied at 5. And when you get a young lady in there that just is there to serve, they know their role, and they want to make sure that they can earn that spot. And Gebicki steps up and gets one right out of the gate here in the championship. Gebicki fires again. Same place. Messbarger stays in the back row. Studi very high set, but Kearney Catholic can only pass it across. Chance for Ward to take the lead. They go Carson middle, and it is on the line for the kill. Comes right in front of the Kearney Catholic bench, and Andrea Carson will give the Chanticleers their third straight point, 6-5. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Ord, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Messbarger slides over to take this. Good set outside. Teal on the attack. It's deep. And it is 7-5, Ord. When Ord came into the conference, they knocked off Kearney Catholic a couple of times. In fact, that's the last time the Stars didn't make the semifinals. They upset them in the quarters. And it immediately kind of put a rivalry together. Ord's been in C2 a lot, so they've been at state. Back to C1 this year. They're going to have to probably go through Ogallala to get back. Wild card, they're right there, sixth in points. Here's a right side attack. Gittison, and she is deep. No tip, out of bounds. Kearney Catholic, side out. Grant's back in for the Chanticleers, and she swings out so the libero Jordan Cook can come in. Maddie Squires will now serve it up for Kearney Catholic. Squires floats it down the middle, handled by Drudick, passes a little off the mark. They get it to Gittison. Good swing, down the middle and in. Cassidy with her first kill, Ord 8, Kearney Catholic 6. And re-entering the Chanticleers, Allie Smith is a good freshman server for Coach Alexander. She was aggressive and very effective on Tuesday night. Again, we'll see Ord again on Monday when they travel down to Minden for a regular season match. Serve is passed almost into the net. Prasoski does a good job to redirect it over. Now here's Welniak blocked up front. Anna Squires will hammer it down. The block went straight in the air, and Anna gets her first kill of the match. Ord 8, Kearney Catholic 7. Whitney Colling back in to serve. The left-hander goes to the right-hand corner. Usually nothing too nifty. Just fires it down the middle and puts the ball in play like she does here to Cook. Middle attack Carson. Power tip across, Colling has it. Slide Anna Squires right side, off the block, down and good. Anna Squires with her second kill, and we're tied 8-8 here in the opening game of the Lou Platt Championship. Colling to go, and the serve. Low pass and an ace. Ace serve, Whitney Colling. And Ord now behind 9-8, three straight here from the Stars. Colling again, she just barely moves it around. It's usually always right down the middle. It just depends who decides to take it. Here's Ord to the middle. Carson, her attack is wide, and a 4-0 run now by the Stars. Score should be 10-8. They just put number 9 up on the board, so I don't know what happened to the scoreboard, but we'll double-check. Here's the attack by Welniak, blocked up front by Anna Squires, and then the Chanticleers fall across the center line trying to bring it up. And a point here for Kearney Catholic. The score, 10-8 on the scoreboard, should be 11-8. Colling to serve. And there they put it up. So now it's right. Here's Ord on the right side. Carson floats it across. Chanticleers get a chance here to block Shundoff, but they can't do it. Shundoff with her first kill. And now the Stars up 12-8, and Coach Wendy Alexander forced to call the timeout. It is a 6-0 run by the Stars in the opening set. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, Kearney Catholic 12, Ord 8.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kid's menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We will have some cross-country results to bring to you today. The Kearney High boys finished third in the A2 district, so they are on to the state tournament today. So congratulations there for the Kearney girls, though. They're going to miss out. Now let's get back to volleyball. Out of the Chanticleer timeout, Ord goes in the middle. It's set to Carson. Carson will drive it down, and Ord out of the timeout will pick up the point. Andrea with her second kill, and she'll go back and serve it away. Of course, her older sister, Nikki, playing at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, out of high school. And Carson serve safely to Maddie Squires, but she didn't handle it. It's an ace. Simple one that spun off her hand. 12-10, the lead down to two. Second ace serve for the Chanticleers. And Carson tries the same thing. This time Squires gets it to Prasoski. Set outside, shunned off. Good look, but the near line attack is wide and out of bounds. So out of the timeout, Ord gets the ball, comes right back, and a chance to tie things up. Did they overturn a call here? No, they're going to give that to Kearney Catholic. I didn't see the call. So the 13-10 instead of 12-11, and Jenny Beans is going to come in to serve. So Beans floats this one across to Carson. Chanticleers will set outside. Drudick's back in the front row. Shundoff with the dig. Set it to Beans. She has to take it across out of the back row. Chanticleers get a swing here from Drudick over the double block, but deep. The block was late getting there, and Drudick couldn't get it down. 14-10, Kearney Catholic. Beans, who had to step up late in the season last year, came in and served quite a bit and has fulfilled that role again this year. As Alexander sets Welniak in the middle, she's blocked, and an ace blocked by Callie Oprecht. That'll be her second, teaming up with Shundoff. And now Ord has a comfortable five-point lead again at 15-10. That was a key call there at 12-10. Beans looking for three in a row. As she twirls it and fires. Over to Carson, good pass, Alexander, get it to Drudick, another swing, and that time it's down and good. That's the first kill of the match for Kenzie Drudick, who leads the Chanticleers 15-11. And all kinds of switching and moving here. Studi gets back in as the libero for Kearney Catholic. Jordan Cook to serve, trying to get Ord back into the first set. Over to Colling. Prasoski sets middle. Oprecht has to tap it across as they were not on the same page. Alexander sets it back into the corner. Colling backpedals to play it. Prasoski a bump set. Shundoff front left drives it home. They let it go, and it was well in. Courtney, who had a big conference tournament last year, had a slow start to this year because of some injuries, and now getting back into her own here, makes it 16-11 stars. Allie Prasoski to serve it away as we start our second time through the rotation. Over to Carson. Here's Drudick, front left, around the double block. Colling with the dig, stays on the 10-foot line. And Studi with a back row attack. Chanticleers set to the outside. Drudick over the double block. Nice dig by Studi. Prasoski will set it up. Here's Shundoff off the block of Grint. Chanticleers go to Drudick. Front left, termination. Kenzie with her second kill. 16-12. And with Alexander back to serve, that means Cassidy Giddison comes into the front row for Allie Smith. 16-12, Kearney Catholic, opening game of the Lou Platt Conference Championship match. Serve is safely across, set to Maddie Squire. She decides to tip it and caught the Chanticleers. A little flat-footed. Maddie with her third kill. That was as flat-footed as her old man trying to go up for a block. Speaking of that, UNK on the road playing at Central Oklahoma. One of them will stay in the lead of the MIAA tomorrow night. As Michelle Messbarger shoots an ace across, and the Chanticleers now down by six. Messbarger with the second ace serve here for Kearney Catholic. Waits for the official to give the signal. Ord with four deep on serve receive, and across it comes. Crawls up the arm there of Drudick, stays in the back row, and Carson has to bump it across. Free ball stars. Prasoski goes middle. Teal tips it at another tip kill. 19-12. Coach Alexander up off the bench here. Will she burn her final timeout? And it looks like she will. So timeout on the floor brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Kearney Catholic 12 or Kearney Catholic 19 or 12, game one.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, we've got Major League Baseball going on ESPN, 1460 and 1550 tonight. Cardinals and Giants are battling in Game 5, and it is San Francisco 2, St. Louis 1 as they go to the top of the fourth. And in Monday Night Football, or Thursday Night Football, it is New England 7 and the New York Jets 6 with 12.5 to go in the second quarter. Kind of a cool, sloppy night at Foxborough. Out of the Ord timeout, it is Mesbarger to serve, and Mesbarger serves another ace, 20-12. Michelle with her second ace. She's got three in a row back there, and a game that was tight for a while. Now Kearney Catholic is running away with here. Across to Cook. Alexander sets right side. Gittison blocked up front. Teal and Oprecht. Third for Callie Oprecht, and it's 21-12. And Coach Alexander brings Carson back in and takes out of the ballgame Hannah Heil. Just trying to change things up, a little extra delay so that Mesbarger might get off of her mojo. But nope, across to Carson safely. Back set Gittison. She comes to the middle and will finish the point. Second kill for Cassidy. Eight total here in the first set for Ord, down 21-13. And Drudik will go back and serve it away. Kenzie serve across to Mesbarger. Prasoski has to go get it. Bump set. Maddie Squires in the middle. She finishes it anyway. Maddie now with a team-high four kills. 22-13. Morgan Studi to go back and serve it away. She missed with a jump serve her first time back there. Second time, she decides not to use it. Fires it at Drudik. They set middle. Carson's got a good look around the single block. It's dug out. Prasoski dumped over Maddie Squires and down for her fifth kill. Kearney Catholic now 2 points away from the opening set, 23-13 here in the Lou Platt Conference Championships. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve over. Grant on the right side attack. Miss hits it into the net, and it is game point for Kearney Catholic. Studi serves it up here at 24-13 in game number one. Studi again stays away from the jump serve, goes very short. Carson lunges at it. They set it outside. Gittison blocked, and it's Maddie Squires to finish it. And that is the end of the first set. Kearney Catholic 25 and Ord 13. We'll be back with the numbers in game two right after this on Classic Hits.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payments, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Burke.
Game one is in the books here at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Let's take a look at the numbers we had for Ord. Morgan Alexander, one service point. Kenzie Drudik, two kills. Cassidy Gittison, two kills. Lucy Gevicki, three service points. One was an ace. Kate Grint, two kills. And Andrea Carson, an ace serve and two kills. Eight kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves for Ord. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Mesbarger, four service points. Two of them were aces. One kill for Kylie Teal. Morgan Studi, two service points. Let's make that three. She got the last one. Whitney Colling, 5 service points. 1 was an ace. Maddie Squires, an ace block, 5 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 2 kills. Callie Oprick, 3 ace blocks and a kill. Anna Squires, 2 kills. Allie Prasoski, 3 service points. And Jenny Beans, 2 service points. Kearney Catholic had 11 kills, 4 ace blocks, 3 ace serves. The Stars take the opener, 25-13. We'll be back with Game 2 action from the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And some other cross-country action today. Let's try and find you the C3, where Minden and Adams Central finished second and third to qualify. Ord finished fourth. That was on the boys' side today. In Class C cross country, so Ord just missing out on making it to state. Let's get to the second set. Ord will serve it away. Kearney Catholic will go to Shundoff, and Shundoff's first swing, as you hear in the background, is down and good. So Kearney Catholic picking up where they left off and an early 1-0 lead. Prasoski will go back and serve it away. And across it comes to Cook, set to the outside. Drudick, big swing, is down and good. That's what Kenzie's looking for. That's what the Chanticleers are looking for. And it is 1-1. Drudick immediately has to go back and serve it away now. And across it comes. Hanging there. Set to the outside, Maddie Squires. Block, good get that time by Whitney Colling. Prasoski will set Shundoff. She'll angle it into the back row to Drudick. Alexander sets right side, Giddison. Blocked, and it's Callie Oprick again. Callie with her fourth. Her and Shundoff have really shut it down up front. Great job there. In the D5 district track meet today for the boys, Bertrand Loomis the winner, Ravenna second, and Wilcox Hildreth finished in third place. Serve across, Cook. 2-1 Kearney Catholic, excuse me. And Carson will make it 2-2 as she dumps it across for the kill. We'll get you some more on cross country. We'll get you more on other scores from around the league, so stay with us. St. Louis has scored at the top of the fourth. The Cardinals and Giants 2-2. Top of the fourth on ESPN Radio. Now serving, Lucy Gevicki. Had a good one the first time around, and here almost an ace. Ord will get a free ball passed across to him. Alexander, short set, Carson in the middle. Termination back-to-back for Andrea Carson. Ord 3, Kearney Catholic 2. Again, Ord hung with but could not take the lead from Ord or from Kearney Catholic in that first set. It was 8-8, and Kearney Catholic ran off 6 in a row to go from down 2 to up 12-8 and never looked back. Gevicki again fires it across. They'll go middle. Oprick off the tape, down and good. Callie's second kill, but she's got 4 ace blocks. 3-3. Grant back in for the Chanticleers, so Cook can come in as the libero. And Studi back to serve it away here for the Stars. A perfect 20-0. They dropped one set, and that was more because they put the whole bench in. As the middle attack is Carson, down and good. So Carson, a good run through the front row this time. And she puts Ord back up 4-3, and Allie Smith will come in and serve it away. I always chuckle when the kids sub now. They do the thing with the fingers for a sub. Why else would you be getting off the bench? I chuckle at that from time to time. Sometimes I have to amuse myself during a match, and Smith is deep on the serve, and it is 4-4. Back to serve it away is Maddie Squires. Squires 2 steps right from the middle. Tries to tie up Smith, but it's run down. Welniak will tip it across. Teal with the up. Prasoski with a 2-ball dump over. Ord was all over that one, and now the attack down and good by Allie Welniak, her first. Ord 5, Kearney Catholic 4 here at Adams Central High School. I get a big thank you to Athletic Director Ed Chagrew, Bill Carlin, the entire staff here for their hospitality. As Andrea Carson spins one across to Messbarger, slide Anna Squires, and there's the kill. They haven't had to utilize Anna a whole lot. That's her third. But just like Tuesday, she'll get you four or five one time through the front row, and the next thing you know, she's got a dozen. Whitney calling to serve it away. Whitney with the left hand. Knuckleball across to Carson. From the 10-foot line, Drudik takes it across. Shundoff picked it up after it hit the tape. Back to Courtney. She'll tip it over. Drudik with the dig. Short set back to Kenzie. She'll tip it from the middle. Kearney Catholic's got it to the outside. Shundoff. She's blocked up front by Welniak. Kearney Catholic digs it, and they'll have to swat it across. Maddie Squires out of the back row. Here comes Ward. Fake the slide. Go to Drudik. She's deep. A lot of power, but just a little too much. And Kearney Catholic will take the lead at 6-5. Colling, who leads the team in serving in this first match of the night, will fire across again. And it has to be bumped back over. Another free ball. Prasoski, who will she go to? Squires in the middle, and Anna straight down. That's almost unfair. Anna Squires hammering it down to make it 7-5. Ord trying to take a set, let alone three. They've got to take that first one. And that's where their mindset is as Colling serves it into the net. It will not crawl over the tape. Side out Ord. 7-6, Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic, after an even start, really pounded it down 12-10, and then they won it 25-13. Jordan Cook across to Maddie Squires. Jump set to the outside. Shundoff unloads, but it's deep. And Ord will pick up the point. Tie things at 7. Anything to get a little momentum going, get something in their corner as the underdog. They're playing pretty free and loose in that first set, but I think those last big run there by Kearney Catholic kind of took some steam out of them. Anna Squires in the middle, another kill. Anna with her fifth kill makes it 8-7, Kearney Catholic. The Ord fans want a lift called on Kearney Catholic setter Allie Prasoski, and the problem with that is it is always close, and you're either going to call it a bunch of times or you're never going to call it at all. And it's one of those where they're probably not going to call it at all as Jenny Bean serves it into the net. Right back over to the Chanticleers. 8-8 here in game number two. Ready to start another serving rotation here with Morgan Alexander. Again, a reminder, our next volleyball Monday, Ord will be at Minden. Varsity action just after 7. Prasoski tries to dump it across from the center position, and into the net it goes. Another error on the Stars. And the Chanticleers regain the lead, 9-8. Ord knows they're going to have to need a little help to upset number one here, but they'll take it to Oprick. Back row, Maddie Squires overswings into the net. 10-8. Three errors in a row. And back to serve it away again is Morgan Alexander, looking for three straight. Jump serve, Maddie Squires handles. It is set to the outside for Shundoff. She'll roll it across. Dig by Alexander. Has to be run down, overpassed into the net at a point for the Stars. So a game of errors right now. And it'll be a side out here for Kearney Catholic. 10-9, Ord with a one-point lead as Prasoski serves it over to Cook. Alexander sets Grint in the middle. She'll drive it strong, and Kearney Catholic can't quite get it back over. Studi's pass was off the mark. It was a very good swing by Grint for her third kill. 11-9. And to serve it up, it's Kenzie Drudick's turn for the Lady Chance. And across it goes to Maddie Squires. They're going to have her swing, but she'll go with a power tip down the left line. Set up for Carson. Carson off the tip. Colling keeps it alive in the back row. Studi passes it forward. Shundoff unloads from 12 deep, and nobody touches it. Courtney with her fourth kill. Kearney Catholic down one, 11-10, but Ord right there. Key is not to let the Stars get on any kind of a run. Messbarger to serve, and that's pretty deep, but playable for Cook. Set middle has to be tapped across. Grant Ord's a little out of system, so Prasoski sets it right back at him on a two ball, and it works. That's what your setter's supposed to be able to do, see the court. She knew Ord had trouble and got it back at him as soon as she could. First kill for Prasoski, 11-11. Messbarger serve to Cook, back middle, stays in the back row. Carson from the 10-foot line rolls the angle across the teal. Here's the set middle to Oprecht, drives it across to Alexander, to Carson, over to Teal. Here is the set right side, and Squires, Maddie finishes. Maddie with six. That's her first kill of this game. And Kearney Catholic with three in a row regains the lead at 12-11. This is where their run got going in game number one with Messbarger back there. She served five in a row, including an ace. Now it's 12-11. And across it comes to Cook, to Alexander. Carson front left. Studi with the dig. Teal tries to set it up front, but not good enough for a swing, so Ord will get a free ball. And Gittison is blocked. And I think Teal might have got that one. She's up there with Oprek. We're going to give that one to Kylie because I'm running out of room to write him next to Callie's name, so she'll understand. 13-11. And Kearney Catholic, same spot as they did in game one. Ord's got to get the volleyball here if they want to avoid getting run over again. Grant with a quick slam, and it's out wide. Five straight here for the Stars. And Coach Wendy Alexander going to use a timeout. So timeout on the floor brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. In the Luplat Conference Volleyball Championship, Kearney Catholic took the opener 25-13, and they're up 14-11 in game two.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Adams Central. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Tomorrow night, plenty of high school football. Kearney Catholic Minden on ESPN 1460. Adams Central and Lexington will be on ESPN 1550. The Battle of Unbeaten St. Cecilia Sutton will be on 1230 KHAS. And here on Classic Hits, it'll be Ravenna and Gibbon. As we get back to action, out of the Ord timeout, they're going to go middle to Andrea Carson, and she'll get the kill just like she did back in the first set. Out of the timeout, comes out from the middle, drives it down, and she has a team-high six as Gevicki is in to serve. At Studi, set to Teal, front left, around the block. Gevicki on the overpass, free ball. Oprek will kill it. Her third. So Callie Oprek will get the ball back on the Kearney Catholic side of the net. And Studi will go back and serve it away. See what Studi does here. She started with the jump serve, then got away from it. And now she's going to go with the high toss again, and the serve is deep. Studi used to be right on the money with that, and now this season every once in a while hasn't worked for her. And so the error will give it back over to the Chanticleers, and Smith in to serve. 15-13 or now down by two after getting the early lead. Here's Prasoski setting middle. Anna Squires, forget about it. It just seems when Anna gets a good set, she just never misses. 16-13, her sixth kill for this set. 16-13, Chanticleers not able to pick up any points that time around. Grand Island Central Catholic, a pretty easy straight set winner over Sterling tonight. We'll give you some other scores in a minute as Ord goes outside. Welniak. Welniak with the kill. 25-5, 13-8 for Central Catholic tonight. Giltner beat Meridian. And that's about it for the immediate listening area. Slide right side. Here's the attack by Squires. Blocked. Welniak spins on the net. Falls back over to the Stars. Teal on the swing. Dug out by Carson. Set to the outside. Drudik's been quiet for a while. Off the back row. It goes all the way to the back wall. Stars get it and pass it over. Free ball here. Alexander will set short. Here's Drudik. That one's not coming back. She got the old six-pack on Studi there. Kenzie Drudik with her fourth kill. Knocks Studi off her feet. And that's what got the Chanticleer crowd going here. Carson on the serve. It's a one-point game. A chance to tie it. Prasoski, high set, Teal. She'll finish it off the block, and Smith will deal. Here's Drudik again. Messbarger with the dig, and two-balled over by Prasoski. Drudik for the third time in a row. Not a lot on that one. Stays in the front row. Slide. Anna Squires. Tip. Dug out by Cook. Dumped back over Alexander. Half the team is on the floor. Teal with the swing through the block and good for Kylie Teal. Just her second kill. And uh-oh, Allie Welniak has come down awkwardly here away from the play for Ord, and she is coming off of the floor with the score Kearney Catholic 17 and Ord 15. And I don't know if the knee buckled or if it's an ankle. They all wear those braces anymore, so it's hard to tell if it's a previous injury or not. And getting ready maybe to check in here, let's see what Coach Alexander's going to do. So they'll take a look at her over on the sideline. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-13, and they have a slim 17-15 lead here in Game 2. And we are in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC, and Caitlin DeRisa will make her first appearance here for the Chanticleers. Saw a little bit of action on Tuesday night. And it looks like they're going to have to take Welniak down to the end of the bench and check things out here for the Chanticleers. So, Whitney calling as we get back to action. We'll go serve it away for Kearney Catholic. Of course, the star fans and star players concerned as well because one of their own, Paige Herbert, went down with a ACL tear last week, and they play the rest of the season without her. They're hopeful that maybe she can come back and get in shape to be there at the end of track season, one of the state's best. Here's the serve across to Drudick with a soft tap back across. Shundoff is there. They set it back to Courtney. Courtney, set was wide. She barely cut it across. Now Drudick from the middle, and she'll get the kill. Three in the set, five in the match for Kenzie Drudick. Back and forth we go. Kearney Catholic 17, Ord 16. Jordan Cook to serve for the Lady Chanticleers. In the heavily air-conditioned Adams Central Gymnasium, most people had their sweatshirts and coats out, and it warmed up today. Luckily, they're wearing them, and we are not in press row. Squires with the middle attack, dug out. Grint with the return, and Kate ties it up. Fourth kill for Kate Grint. 17-17 in the second set with Cook on the service line. Again, you got to get the first one before you can get them all, and nobody's been able to do that against Kearney Catholic's varsity this year. Across to Colling, Prasoski, Anna Squires in the middle, off the tip, and Kearney Catholic keeps the lead at 18-17. Anna with her seventh kill of the match. And it looks like they may keep her in this time to serve. They had brought Beans in a couple times, but this time they're going to leave the sophomore Anna Squires in to serve, and let's see if that makes any difference. Anna, good serve down the middle to Carson. Alexander will set outside for Drudick. Drudick off the double block. Anna Squires with the dig. Prasoski sets it up, and Shundoff finishes. Courtney Shundoff with the kill. A tip was called, not an in or out move, but a tip was called. Some of the fans were not happy about that one, 19-17. Kearney Catholic with both timeouts and Ord with one remaining. Here in Game 2, Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-13. Alexander short set Grint, blocked up front. Oprich dug out and dumped over by Alexander. Kearney Catholic tries to get it quickly out to Shundoff, and this one is out of bounds. Tried the same swing she did last time, and this one is out. Alexander to serve. Gittison back into the front row for Ord. 19-18. This one has been a slugfest. And the serve right into the front row to Oprich, who takes the up. Slide right side, tipped over by Shundoff. Cook with the overpass, and Kearney Catholic watches it fall to the floor. They had three players there, and they weren't sure which one to take it. And a rare libero point for Cook. 19-all in Game 2. Remember, St. Paul had three chances to take a set on Tuesday. Couldn't get it done, 27-25. Will Ord be the first? And again, a free ball coming across. Alexander, short set Grint, and she's able to slap it down. It was not a very good set, but Grint is able to adjust and get the kill, and Kearney Catholic will take timeout. Three in a row for the Lady Chanticleers. It is Ord 20, Kearney Catholic 19 in Game 2 of the Lou Platt Conference Championship. Ord up one game, or Kearney Catholic, excuse me, up one game to none. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
We've got ourselves a championship match brewing right now, with Ord taking the lead, 20-19, and Morgan Alexander at the service line here for Ord, trying to extend the lead. And the Chanticleer serves it down the middle, picked up by Maddie Squires. Back set right side, Courtney Shundoff rattles it off the block and scores. Number six for Courtney, 20-20. And it's Allie Prasoski to serve it away. Prasoski fires it down the left side to Drudik. Set back to Kenzie. Off the double block, Prasoski had to overpass it back. Good hustle by Carson to keep it alive. Set Grant through the block, down and good. Good quick adjustment by the Chanticleers, and Kate Grant has stepped up big during this rally for Orr. 21-20, Drudik to serve. Kearney Catholic coaching staff doing some conversing on what they saw there. Again, the pass is off the mark, and all they can do is set it over. Free ball here for Ord. Back to Grant. Why not? That time it's dug out and set over Prasoski. And did it hit the line? Yeah, it did. Ord couldn't get to that back corner in time. Prasoski didn't get much of the tape, but enough to tie it at 21. Michelle Messbarger to serve. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-13, and it's been a dogfight here in the second set. Messbarger serve at Cook. Right in the middle of the floor, they set it to Grin. Again, it's too soft of a tap. Overpass by the Stars. Played by Ord on their side of the net. And they can only tip it across. Boy, a lot of rolling net plays here. Oprecht finally takes a big swing. Players on the floor. Alexander's able to get it done. Kearney Catholic here with a out-of-system swing. It's down and good. And I think Alexander might have got stepped on down there, poked in the eye. As Maddie Squires gets her seventh kill in that scrum, she gets up and tries to get everything clean. And Ord's going to call the timeout here to get her setter in the right spot. And it's 22-21 Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball. Doug Duda, our producer, engineer, Caleb Henry, as Kearney Catholic is trying to extend their lead to 2-0. And it's back and forth right now. They have the back, and Ord has the fourth, 22-21. Messbarger to serve. Out of the Ord timeout, their final. And Messbarger, strong serve down the middle to Cook. Good pass to Alexander. Set Grant in the middle. It's down and good. Kate is stepping up big for the junior. She has got 5 kills in the set, 7 of the match. 22-22, and here comes Gevicki in at a crucial point in game two. As we've said before, Ord's just, now that it's close, they've got to win game two if they want to hang around for a while. Gevicki serve, short one. Studi's able to pick that floater up. Slide, Maddie Squires a little wide, but she adjusts and puts it down. Not a lot of power on it, but a good placement. 23-22. And Morgan Studi to serve. I doubt we'll see the jump serve here. She's had problems with it. Let's see if she's lining up to do it. Nope, there's that little slide step. Over to Drudik. Alexander sets middle. Carson blocked. Ace block. Anna Squires. Anna Squires turns the tables with a big ace block, and the Stars have game point. Hadn't seen one of those in a while. And Studi now to try and finish it out or to stay alive. Here's the serve. Over to Carson. Alexander sets Andrea again. That time around the block. Studi with a great dig. Prasoski sets outside. Teal will put it across to Cook. Ord sets. Here's the outside. DeRiso, first swing of the match, is blocked. Ord's able to pick it up. Now Carson in the middle with the tip. Teal goes low to pick it up. Back set, Prasoski. Off-balance swing by Maddie Squires is going to work. And Kearney Catholic is going to take game number two by scratching out the last 3 points, 25-22. We'll take a break and be back with the numbers. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Here's a rundown of the numbers we had in game two. First off, for Ord, Jordan Cook, 3 service points and a kill. Morgan Alexander, 3 service points. Kenzie Trudick, 3 kills. Lucy Kevicki, a service point. Allie Waliak, 2 kills. Kate Grant, 5 kills. Andrea Carson, a service point, 4 kills. Ord had 15 kills, but no ace blocks and no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, 5 service points. Kylie Teal, an ace block and a kill. Morgan Studi, 2 service points. Whitney Colling, 2 service points. Maddie Squires, 4 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 4 kills. Callie Oprick, an ace block and 2 kills. Anna Squires, a service point, an ace block, 5 kills. And Allie Prasoski, 2 kills. Not near as many errors in the second set between the teams as there was in the first one. Kearney Catholic with 18 kills. 3 ace blocks, no ace serves, so Ord handled the ball better in game two. Kearney Catholic 25-13, 25-22. We head to the third set of the Lou Platt Conference Championship right after this.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
We are back here at Hastings Adams Central High School. Glad you're along with us for the championship of the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament earlier tonight in the consolation game. St. Paul swept Adams Central 29-27, 25-20, and 25-21. And now here in the championship, Kearney Catholic has taken the first two from Ord, 25-13 and 25-22. And it'll be Kearney Catholic to serve it away to start the third set. Giving you some updates, the St. Louis Cardinals have taken a 3-2 lead in the bottom of the fifth now over San Francisco. That's airing on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. And a minute before halftime in the NFL Thursday night game, New England 14 and the Jets keep kicking field goals. They got 12. Kate Grant middle attack as we get to action on the Kearney Catholic serve. It's overpassed right back, and Drudick on the attack cuts it into the net. It'll be interesting to see. Ord's got to be good in the first part of this set like they were in the first two after letting that one get away, or it's a killer for them. And the serve again across by Prasoski. The attack on the outside, Drudick is picked up. Kearney Catholic slides Maddie Squires, but into the net it goes. So 1-1. Another score. How about this one? Aurora and Northwest playing in the conference tournament. They just play the best 2 out of 3 there when they go to pool play, and both games were 26-24 Aurora over Northwest. The serve across by Alexander. Slide Oprick, and in the corner, just out of bounds. Had to have our lines person move, and it landed right in front of her shoes, so she knew it was out. 2-1 Ord. Alexander to serve. Ord at no time has really went on a long run from the service line. Here is Maddie Squires in the 10-foot line. Takes it across. Set to the outside. Drudick will terminate. Kenzie Drudick with her 6th kill. And Coach Alexander popped out of her chair there sometimes I'm not sure where everybody's at. If Maddie Squires is in the back row, she just had an illegal hit because she was definitely in front of the 10-foot line, and I think that's what the coach was looking at. They serve it at her again. This time, Prasoski dumps it across. They're not ready. Allie loves it. Shayla Connor got better at it during her time at Kearney Catholic, and now Prasoski has kind of picked up on that and dumps it in there for the kill. 3-2. Ward with the lead. Kearney Catholic with the side out of Michelle Messbarger to serve it away. Down the middle to Carson. Alexander sets Grant. A short one, and down goes that volleyball. Kate Grant with a team-high 8 kills. Carson has 6. Drudick has 6. For Kearney Catholic, Maddie Squires with 9. Anna Squires with 7. Courtney Shundoff with 6. 4-2, Lady Chanticleers. So they are off to a nice start here in the third set. Drudick serve. Down the middle to Studi. Set to the outside, Teal. Off the block. And not quite a pancake dig there, and Teal will get the kill. And by the way, it looks like the Chanticleers may have made a mini change to their lineup here in the third set. We'll see how that pans out. Studi goes back to serve it away. And the jump serve is at Drudick. Real close to the net. Alexander, though, able to get the set up, and Grant was ready, and she hammers it back corner. There's nobody there. That's turning nothing into something big time for the Lady Chanticleers. 5-3, Ord. Ord was up 8-6 in the first set. Their biggest lead in the second set was just 2 points, 10-8 and 11-9. And in both of those instances, that's when Messbarger got back there to serve and got a mini run going. And then Kearney Catholic never trailed after that. Here's a middle attack. Anna Squires on the line right in front of the Ord bench. Ord thought it was out. They're hoping there, though. Anna with her 8th. 5-4. And Grant back in. Gevicki out. And I keep getting caught on that because that means the libero cook comes in. Now Maddie Squires to go back and serve. Maddie must have been in the front row because she wouldn't have been back there already. So the serve is across. Outside attack by DeRiso is blocked. Anna Squires will get her second ace block. 7-8 total blocks now for Kearney Catholic. 0 for Ord. 5-5. And again, Allie Welniak went down with what looked to be an ankle. And she has not returned since midway through that second set. Maddie Squires serves it across. Ord's ready. There's a good slam by Carson. Dug out by Kearney Catholic. Ord somehow scraps it back on a free ball. Here's the set out of Squires. Off the tip. Got the kill. So even after that great pickup, Ord was not able to keep the ball in play. And that's usually what happens. And Kearney Catholic takes their first lead of the third set, 6-5. Short serve, it actually hit the net. DeRiso able to play at the front row. They set it back to her, and Caitlin rolls it over. Here's a middle attack, Teal. She'll tip it over. It's good. They sent Anna Squire strong. Teal came in and tipped it across. Fourth kill for Kylie. Kearney Catholic 7, Ord 5. And that's 4 in a row for the Stars. Squire serve into the net that time. Back over to the Chanticleers, and into the service line is Allie Smith. High school football tomorrow. Kearney Catholic will be hosting Minden on ESPN 1460. Ravenna at Gibbon here on Classic Hits. More games as well online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad you're listening online to those of you that are throughout the country. As it serves across, quick set middle, and Anna Squires will get her 10th kill. And the Stars won't be without the serve for long. Whitney Colling back in. Again, Kearney Catholic looking for their 34th consecutive victory, 33rd. I got to go double-check my math here. Haven't lost since 1 year ago tonight in the consolation game, actually, of the tournament. Here's Shundoff's attack, deep. Point, Ord, 8-7 Stars. Carson to serve. Ord up 2 games to none, 2 vastly different sets. All 3, though, have started about the same. Very close to the first 10 points. Carson, top spin serve. Anna Squires tips it back over. Ord doesn't pick that one up. That was not the most difficult one. And Squires, is she going to stay in? Nope, this time Jenny Beans will come back in to serve. Last time they left Anna in there, but most of the rotation, the sophomore Beans has come in to serve. 9-7, Kearney Catholic, third set. Trying to go to 21-0. Ord's 20-4 already. One of the losses to Kearney Catholic. Here's Drudick. Big swing. Down and good. Number 7 for Kenzie. And just in case you were wondering, who have the Chanticleers been defeated by so far this season? Well, let me tell you. For or they lost to Concordia, who has one loss and is the Centennial Conference champions. Columbus Lakeview, Grand Island Central Catholic up at O'Neill, which is one I'm sure they didn't feel too great about, as competitive as they could have been, and then to Kearney Catholic. Chanticleer's out of the net. Kate Grint will drop it down, and they say Kearney Catholic picked it up. No, they say that's the end of the point. One official was going to let it go. The other said no, and Kate Grint now with a team-high 10, and it's 9-9. And Cook to serve the Ord Libero. Jordan knuckleballs it down the middle to Colling. Prasoski right there. Slide shunned off right side. And it's off of Cook running it down. Carson Ord might get this back, and they do. Free ball into the back row. Prasoski dumps it over on the two ball. Cook's there again. Here's the outside Drudik, and she is just off the back line. Point, Kearney Catholic. That would have been a heck of a point if Ford could have turned that one around and taken the lead back. Now Prasoski to serve it away as we start another run through the rotation. She'll serve a soft one over to Cook. Middle attack, Grant. That one hit the net. Kearney Catholic a couple of one-arm ups, and they'll pass it back over. Smith to Alexander, to Drudik, to the floor. Kenzie Drudik with her eighth. 10-10. Gittison back into the front row for the Chanticleers as Alexander goes back to serve it away. These programs, by the way, don't overlook, lately been churning out a lot of college athletes, a lot of college volleyball players. As this conference continues to stay strong, Prasoski sets middle, Oprick off the tip. Carson digs in the back row. They get a good set out there to Drudik. She is blocked by Oprick. And Kearney Catholic will now wait for the ball to be set back over. Here's Prasoski. High set right side. Maddie Squires. Down it goes. Maddie, who had a huge first game, gets her first kill of the third game and now has 10 total. Well, here it is. This is Messbarger coming in the first two sets. This is where Kearney Catholic extended their lead out of this rotation, and they're up 11-10. All three sets have been within a point of each other. Grant off the net. Great save by Messbarger. Grant on a one-time block by Oprek. Ace. Wow. Wow. Kearney Catholic stopping Grant twice there, and neither were bad swings. Five ace blocks for Oprek. 12-10. Messbarger serve. I thought they were going to be able to get the chance, the ball without giving up a point. Here's Drudik, front left, and that's off the antenna and out of bounds. And I don't think Coach Alexander is going to wait as long this time. Let's find out. And there's the timeout. Timeout on the floor, waiting till the last moment there. But let's see if it will be a little more effective this time around. Kearney Catholic, 25-13, 25-22, and they lead Ord 13-10 in the third set of the Lou Platt Conference Championship. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that are allowing us to bring you high school sports here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, or to the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Earlier tonight, St. Paul swept Adams Central in the consolation, 29-27, 25-20, 25-21. Kearney Catholic's up on Ord, 2-1. But the last two have been battles, and right now Kearney Catholic 13-10 in the third, still serving, and an overpass into the net, and an easy tip down for Kylie Teal. Teal with 5 kills, the bigger number right now. Messbarger with 12 service points, including 2 aces. 4 in a row for Kearney Catholic, 14-10, and that serves deep. So they got her off the line maybe a little quicker than the last two times. Down 3 now, the Chanticleers. And that means that Drudik goes into the back row to serve it away. And Kinsey knuckleballs it right at Messbarger. Prasoski has to run it down. Bump set to Teal. Front left off the block. Dug out by Cook. Alexander sets outside. Carson off the block. Comes over to Kearney Catholic. Teal had to pass it into the back row without hitting the net. And Messbarger tries to take it out of that back row with a big swing. And into the twine it goes. Point chance. That is the first service point of the match for Drudik. So that just tells you after Messbarger, she got back there and never could keep it going. Over to Studi. Here's the set middle. Oprich, straight down. Callie Oprich, just her fourth kill, but she's got the five ace blocks. 15-12 stars. Studi to go back and serve it away. Update from Major League Baseball, top of the sixth. Cardinals 3, Giants 2 on ESPN. 14-60 and 15-50. Halftime, the New England Patriots lead the Jets 17-12. Here's Carson from the 10-foot line. Teal with an up in the middle. Studi's pass, though, off the mark and into the net. No kill, just an error that time on Kearney Catholic. 15-13. And now Gewicki checks in to serve it away. 15-13, can they get closer? Again, Kearney Catholic still with that varsity hasn't lost a set. And some confusion in the back row. Gewicki serve doing the old shuck and jive, and it's down to the floor for the ace. That'll be her second ace, only the third ace serve of the night for Ord. 15-14, Gewicki serving now for a tie. Kind of quiet in the gym to see which way the momentum goes. Picked up by Messbarger. Slide right side. Maddie Squires. Good dig by Alexander. Kittison has to set. Here's DeRiso into the net. And Kearney Catholic gets the ball back. 16-14. And again, Ord lost their starter, Allie Welniak, midway through the second set. And she is not on the bench. So in the locker room, hopefully that's all still being attended to. It looked like it was probably an ankle, possibly a knee. As Maddie Squires serves, outside attack, Chana clears, deep and out of bounds. 17-14, and Coach Alexander is going to go bring Danielle Bruja into the ball game. They don't list the heights here on the programs this week. Bruja looks like she might be a couple inches taller than DeRiso. Maddie Squires is serving. And a very, very short serve. Carson's ready. They set it back to Andre in the middle, and she will. Well, it got caught up in the rafters. A break for Kearney Catholic. That should have been off the back wall. Chance go right side. Gittison blocked. Ace block. Anna Squires. Oh, break from the ductwork here, I guess, is the best way to call that one, because if it hadn't hit the air conditioning pipe, it would have hit the back wall, and that would have been the end of the point. But a break for Kearney Catholic, who really doesn't need any. Outside the attack for the Chanticleers. First swing for Bruja. Down and good. So they don't shy away from the second team players. They go right to them. And Bruja steps up and gets a big-time kill. Now Allie Smith, who had a lot of service points against Adams Central, none so far tonight. Set Anna Squires in the middle. Smith with the dig. Great pass to the middle. Carson blocked, though, Anna Squires. Man, Anna Squires stepping up. Three ace blocks in this game alone. Kearney Catholic has that cushion at the same point in the set as they have the first two, 19-15. And Ord's going to go ahead and burn their final timeout right here as Whitney Colling comes in to serve. Kearney Catholic 6 points away from getting back on top. Remember last year, even though they won state, they finished fourth in the conference tournament. That's how tough the Lou Platt is. And the Stars are up 19-15 in the third. Two games to none. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days. And a question like, is my doctor in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site x-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
I'm glad you're along with us for high school volleyball in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. It's been a busy day here at Adams Central. They've got conference. They also hosted a districts today. And the results of that, Adams Central's Sophia Connett won the girls. Team race, Adams Central, Ord, Fairbury. We gave you the boys a little bit earlier. Milford won that. Ord finished third. Nick Lindblad of Adams Central was second. Back to action here out of the Ord timeout. Andrea Carson, she'd been getting the kills out of the timeout. That time Maddie Squires digs it, then drives it across. Smith picks it up. Alexander has to two-ball it across. Prasoski slides ahead of Squires. There's a rare block. It's Bruja to block it and passed over Shundoff. Now Ord has a free ball. Got to use it outside Bruja. Off the tip, it's played to the back row by Colling. Dumped across by Prasoski. Ord's got it. Dumped right back Alexander. Kearney Catholic digs it and passes it back over. And we have a double hit on the last passover for the Stars. So a point Ord. A big-time scramble, and Carson to serve it away. Andrea's jump serve across. Prasoski sets Anna Squire. She's blocked up front that time by Drudick. Then Maddie Squires ran into Colling, and into the net it goes, point Ord. Again, Kearney Catholic's really been scrambling the last 5 or 6 points. They've won half of them. Andrea Carson to serve, looking for three in a row. Maddie Squires has that one clean. To the outside, Shundoff. Off the block, it comes back over to Ord, and they can't do anything with it. It just stuck on the net way too long, and Shundoff will get credit for her seventh kill, first of this game. Kearney Catholic 20, Ord 17. They're going to leave Anna Squires in. And for Ord, they're going to take Danielle Bruja out, bring DeRiso back in for a moment, just trying to slow things down. Coach Alexander knows that Anna Squires doesn't serve all the time, so she's going to make her stand there a couple extra seconds. Over to Carson. Here's the set outside. Drudick needs it, but deep. 21-17, Kearney Catholic. Squires, her second service point of the night. Looking for her third, and it's deep and out of bounds. So Ord gets it back. Studi back in as the libero. Kate Grint back into the front row for Ord. Jordan Cook to serve. But they've got to gain ground here. They're running out of time. Down three. Colling goes low to pick it up. Set to Oprich. Smith with the dig. Nice recovery there by Alexander. Studi with a one arm up in the back row to keep the point alive. Passed across Colling. Free ball, Ord. Outside, Drudick. She's blocked. Comes down on the Kearney Catholic side, and it hit the antenna. Point, Ord. Number nine for Kenzie Drudick. Four in this set. Again, Ord can get to two, but that's about as close as they've got since it was 10-10. Cook to try to cut it to one. Safely across to Colling. Prasoski with an easy set to Shundoff. Off the tip, Carson digs back row. Here's the set outside. Drudick, they're going to number one, and she gets the kill. It's a one-point game. 21-20, time out, Kearney Catholic. So Ord trying to hang in there. They're down 2-0, and they're down 21-20 here in the third. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Can Ord complete the comeback? And that would just be here in the third set. The Chanticleer fans hoping so, making some noise as much as they can tonight. Jordan Cook is at the service line. Kearney Catholic 21, Ord 20. Ord has used both timeouts. Kearney Catholic one remaining. And Cook now ready to go. The serve floated across. Maddie Squires to Prasoski. They'll set it to Oprich from the left and followed through into the net. Point Ord. 21-21. And now Ord serves for the lead. They haven't had it since it was 5-4. Cook serve. Deep middle to Colling. Easy pass. Slide shunned off right side into her own net. Attack error. Point Ord. Five in a row for the Chanticleers. 22-21. Cook trying to keep it going. Again, they played him 25-23 a couple of weeks ago. They'll serve it at Shundoff. Back to Courtney, front left. Hit the net and out of bounds. Another error. Oh, they're going to say a tip? They have called a tip in the back row. And Ord looks like they do not totally disagree with it. So Shundoff will get the kill. And a big break for Kearney Catholic. We're tied at 22. Prasoski, strong serve. Off of Smith, stays in the back row. Judick will try a swing from 10 feet. Handled by Shundoff. Maddie Squire. Oh, they're going to finally call a lift on Kearney Catholic center Allie Prasoski, which brings a standing ovation from the Ord fans. So it's 23-22. Ord with the lead. Back to number one of the service rotation, Morgan Alexander, before she serves. Time out, Kearney Catholic. So the call comes at a crucial point in the set, 23-22. We're going to go ahead and keep it here. Don't forget, if we do finish off in three sets, we'll head you to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. If not, we'll be on to a fourth set. Again, there's baseball and football going on tonight. Bottom of the sixth, Cardinals 3, Giants 2. And that's on ESPN 1460 and 1550. In the NFL at halftime, New England 17 and the Jets 12. Also, there's some top 20 football tonight. About ready to kick off. Utah, ranked 20th, is at Oregon State. And now Ord will be set to serve for a chance to take game three. And it's Alexander to serve it. Kearney Catholic sets three back. Maddie Squires calling in Studi. 23-22 Ord. And Morgan Alexander takes that long run at it and floats it across. To Maddie Squires, Prasoski, middle of the floor, sets it to Maddie, front left, half swing, picked up by Drudik. Here's the set, Kate Grant terminates. And it is game point, Ord. Other teams have had a chance to beat the varsity from Kearney Catholic in a set, but now two more chances for Ord. Game point number one for the Chanticleers, Alexander to serve. Safely across to Colling, stays in the back row. Bump set, Maddie Squire swings in the back row. It's headed towards the wall. It hits the ceiling. Again, that keeps it in play. Ord passes it across. Free ball here for Kearney Catholic. Prasoski, Oprek, off the block, down and good, and we play on. It almost bounced off a shoulder high enough to keep it alive. It's game point number two for Ord. And here's Michelle Messbarger again for Kearney Catholic, their leading server tonight. Game point number two, Ord, served over to Cook, stays in the back row, bumped up front, a swing by Gittison, dug out there by Messbarger, set Maddie Squire, she has to set it across, free ball here for Ord. They're going to go to Grant in the middle, down and good, and Ord has taken set three. You never know now. 25-23, the Chanticleers take a set. It's only the second set that Kearney Catholic has lost all year long, and you can hear the Chanticleer fans making the noise as we'll head to a fourth. Before we do that, a stat update after this on Classic Hits.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Let's take a look at the numbers we had in the third set. First off, for Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, 3 service points. Kylie Teal, 3 kills. Maddie Squires, 5 service points, 1 kill. Courtney Shundoff, 2 kills. Callie Oprick, an ace block, 2 kills. Anna Squires, a service point, 3 ace blocks, 4 kills. Allie Prasoski, 1 service point, and 1 kill. It looks like unofficially 13 kills, 4 ace blocks, and there were no ace serves for the second straight set for Kearney Catholic. For Ord, Jordan Cook, 5 service points. Morgan Alexander had 3 service points. Kenzie Drudick, 1 service point, 5 kills. Lucy Gevicki, an ace serve. Danielle Bruja had a kill. Kate Grant, 5 kills. And Andrea Carson had 1 service point. So you can tell the Stars made a few errors here because Ord had just 10 kills, no ace blocks, and 1 ace serve. So that's only 11. That's 14 Kearney Catholic errors. But doesn't matter. Ord wins the set 25-23, and we head to a fourth. 2-1, Kearney Catholic here in the Lou Platt Conference Championship on Classic Hits.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
All right, on to a fourth set as Ord was down 21-17 and comes back to win it 25-23, and now they'll serve it away with Morgan Alexander. And Maddie Squires in the back row will take it across, picked up by Cook, set middle, Grant blocked up front, there's Oprick again. Callie has a match-high 6 kills, that's a dozen ace blocks for Kearney Catholic. St. Paul had a dozen earlier tonight in their 3-set victory over Adams Central. And Kearney Catholic has scored first in all 4 sets. Here's Grant in the middle, tips it across. They say it's played up. Good save by Shundoff, and back over to Ord on a free ball. Drudek from off the net, blocked, still alive, and dug out of the Ord net and returned. A couple of strange calls or no calls. Attack by Maddie Squires, Alexander with the dig. Gittison's going to get a swing, front left, dug out by Colling. Dump back over by Prasoski. Ord's ready. Here's Grant, standing spike in the middle, blocked by Oprick, and it's down to the floor. Callie with back-to-back blocks to start the fourth set, 2-0. Overall for Kearney Catholic, Anna Squires, 11 kills, 10 for Maddie Squires, 8 for Cardi Shundoff. We'll look at Ord in a minute, but now an ace serve for Prasoski. 3-0. For Ord, 12 kills for Kate Grant, 10 for Kenzie Drudek, 6 for Andrea Carson. The rest of the team combined, 5. Grant in the middle. She'll get another one. That's number 13 for Kate. Side out Ord. Again, same formula as the last few sets. Got to keep this close early. They've been able to do that. All 3 sets were tight at the 10-10 mark. Then Messbarger came in, made a mini run, and Kearney Catholic always had the lead getting into the 20s. 25-13, 25-22, the first 2 sets, and then Ord wins the third. Here's a block up front by Grant. They're able to dig it, dump it back across. Oh, what a placement by Prasoski. It is in. The 2 blockers, Grant and Gittison, were not expecting that. Prasoski with her 4th kill. Stars 4, Chanticleers 1. More volleyball Monday. Ord at Minden. Varsity action here on Classic Hits just after 7. And here's Messbarger in to serve it away. Outside, they'll take it to Carson. Picked up by the Stars. Teal now comes front left. Big block straight up in the air. Teal couldn't even find it, but her teammates did, and they pass it back across. Here is Carson front left. Another block. It's getting a lot tougher to get the ball over. Carson rolls it over. The Stars wanted to lift, didn't get it. Pass off the mark, and Maddie Squires can't get it across. Point Chanticleers. A little more intensity up there as Gevicki rotates in. Not as much substituting lately either by Kearney Catholic as this match gets tighter. And again, Ord playing without Allie Welniak, injured midway through the second period. Second set, Oprek attack. Block return above the net, free ball. Carson, termination, Ord. Andrea with kill number 7. She did not have a single kill in the second set. So that's a total of 7 without any, or in the third set, without any last set. 4-3, Gevicki on the serve. And into the net. So, side out, Kearney Catholic. And back in, Anna Squires in the front row, Studi to serve. And again, when she's went with the jump serve tonight, she's had a couple of errors, so she's shied away from that a little bit. Let's see if she tries it again here. Looks like she will. There's the toss. There's the arm cock. There's the fire. Passed over the net. Free ball. Dumped back by Teal. And Ord wants a back row attack. And the setter, Morgan Alexander, talks to the up official. Coach Wendy Alexander wants an explanation. And it's going to be Kearney Catholic point when it's all done, I guess. See where the kill went to there. No kill. Studi with the jump serve, and that's a beauty. Picked up. Middle attack, Carson drives it over. There's a kill out of that beauty serve. Andrea Carson able to turn it around and pick things up. Back over to the Chanticleers with the score 6-4, Kearney Catholic. We're in the fourth set, or did take a set from Kearney Catholic. Only the second set they dropped all year. And again, the other one was to Adams Central when they subbed the entire second team in. So say what you will, that's the first set the varsity has been beaten. And the serve across by Maddie Squires to the outside. Brujas back in there. Big swing dug out by Studi. To Teal, she'll drive it across. Dig is made. Set to Carson. Can only get a half swing on it, but it's placed well. Now Ord waiting for the free ball to come back, and they can't get it over. Kearney Catholic into the net. Two of the stars got twisted up there. Maddie Squires says she's okay. Coach Chris Connor checks with her. She kind of got her leg, knee, heading the wrong way there for a second. But she's okay. And here's Andrea Carson. A soft serve across this time. Prasoski sets Anna Squires middle, and it's off of Andrea in the back row, and good for the kill. Hard to tell if that ball would have stayed in or if it would have been deep, but Carson's going to go ahead and play that one and not take any chances. And Whitney calling to serve. 8-5 Kearney Catholic fourth set. Calling serve here in the Lou Platte Conference Championships on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, DeRiso set middle and a one-on-one block. Anna Squires. Kearney Catholic just dominating that part of the game. That is unofficially 14 ace blocks. Ord has none. Outside Drudik, she'll get the kill. 9-6. Ord down by three. Back to serve it away will be Cook. And again, actually, this is about as big a lead as Kearney Catholic has had before reaching their 10th point. So can Ord squeeze it down a little bit here? Cook serves it across. Prasoski in the middle. Anna Squires. Are you kidding me? How big do you got to be to block an Anna Squires swing? You got to be 10 feet in the air? I mean, she just elevates, and she hits the center circle. I mean, it's right over the jump ball circle. She still hits the center circle and stays in to serve. Kearney Catholic, good dig there by Maddie Squire. Shundoff takes it across. Ord sets to the outside. Drudik been quiet for a while. Dug out by Colling. From the back row, about 12 feet away, it's rolled over by Shundoff. Ord's got a chance. They dump it over on a two ball. No problem. Right back from Prasoski. Now Drudik with a big swing. Anna Squires digs it out of the back row. Back row attack. Maddie Squires dug out by Smith. And outside Drudik, best swing of the night. Alexander had to do the limbo to stay out of the net, and Drudik made it pay off. They better go get a new volleyball. There's nothing left of that one. Kenzie Drudik with her 11th kill. 10-7, the lead for Kearney Catholic as Alexander to serve it for Ord. Over to Maddie Squires. Set Shundoff over the double block deep and out of bounds. 10-8. Morgan has picked up 8 points from the service line tonight. Cook has 8. Gevicki has 6, but not as many points on serve nearly as the Stars have been able to run. Alexander serve to Maddie Squires again. Stays in the back row. Bump set back to Maddie. She'll take a half swing. A lot of spin on it and got it down in the front row. Well placed by Squires. Maddie has 11. 11-8. Kearney Catholic. Maddie the junior, Anna the sophomore. They have combined for 24 kills. Strong serve. Prasoski stays in Ord's back row, and the libero Cook has to punch it across. Prasoski sets outside Shundoff off the double block. Alexander Diggs stays in the back row. Passed up front, overpass by Carson. Joust at the net, comes back to Ord. Here's a set right side. Giddison off the double block. Squires down low. Maddie keeps it alive. Shundoff got a swing. Got another great point going here. As Ord free balls it across. Would have been out. Kearney Catholic plays it on the side. Oprich, and her attack is wide and out of bounds. The attack error gives Ord the point. 11-9. And Drudik to serve. Down two, calling, no problem, can't handle that serve, too many problems, it's an ace. A very rare ace for Ord. And something has Kearney Catholic. They've actually turned around a couple times here and looked at the Ord crowd. So somebody said something that they shouldn't have said. Or they heard something from somebody here. Or something. And I think maybe Prasoski's finally heard enough about the lift call on her setting, because she was one of them that turned around. Here's Carson on the swing. She'll take it across and get the kill. 11-11. So you don't want to lose the mental edge. And that happened again. Now, they're not looking at the coaches. They're looking at something behind the benches. 11-11. Drudick on the serve. Ord trying to take the lead here. Outside, a little half swing, and there's Maddie Squire stepping up to get another point for the Stars. All right, a recap of where we're at. Kearney Catholic, after it was 11-10, they trailed in the first set. They were down 8-6, and then it was 12-10. They won it 25-13. They took it 25-22 in the second, and then Ord rallied from 21-17 down in the third to win 25-23 as Gittison is blocked up front by number 8, Callie Oprick. And why not? That's 8 of them for her. 13-11, 8 for 8. And who's in serving? Michelle Messbarger. The same exact time every time around at the same point level. Carson blocked, but it sails deep and out of bounds. Point, Andrea Carson. And that's the first time Messbarger has been off that line this quick. It's actually her second serving time each time around, but 13-12. And in to serve Gevicki. And the ball up into the stands. Couple of youngsters over there to help out. They're doing everything but watching volleyball, but the ball came over. They said, hey, let's go play. Serve over to Studi. Set outside. Teal, good run at it. Blocked straight up into the air. Into the stands. Alexander will get it back into play. Drudick decides to just set it across from the back row. Right play. Here is a short set. Right side, Maddie Squires. They're going to say not into the net. Partially blocked. Comes over to Ord. You heard the fans. Bruja on the swing. Into the back row, Studi. Here's the dump across by Prasoski. Alexander sets. Right side, Gittison off the block. It skims over here to Prasoski. Dumped over. Out of bounds by Maddie Squires. And Ord ends up winning the point that they thought they'd won earlier. Gevicki serving. 13-13. Ord is playing the number one team strong. Now this wouldn't necessarily be the final time they play each other this year. Now that Ord's in C1, could see them at the state tournament. Teal on the attack, down and good. And that's presuming they both get there. And you got to figure Kearney Catholic is a lock unless something, more injuries, something happens. They're at the top of the wild card. Ord sitting in sixth. Ogallala is in their district if they can get out of the subs. 14-13, Morgan Studi's jump serve is overpassed, out of bounds for an ace. 15-13. That's the first ace serve in this championship match for Studi. And Ord's going to go ahead and use the timeout right here. It is the first timeout of the fourth set. Kearney Catholic's up 2-1 and 15-13 here in the fourth of the Lou Platt Championship.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kid's menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Out of the Ord timeout, both teams used a lot of it. Jump serve by Morgan Studi. Bruja blocked up front by Maddie Squires. Pops above the net. Squires takes a quick swing and terminates. Three in a row for Kearney Catholic to break the tie. They lead it 16-13 here in the fourth set. Whenever the match ends, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, final stats, coaches' interviews, and more. Jump serve Studi. She's got it down right now. Drudik with the dig. Middle attack. Carson stopped. The Squire sisters. And we'll give that one to Anna. I don't recall seeing a star team block this well. And Ord is going to go ahead and use their second timeout. We'll have to ask Coach Connor. But I don't remember the Stars having this many blocks ever. And we're not even in the fifth set. And they're getting the job done here. Four straight points, 17-13, Kearney Catholic up 2-1 and leading in the fourth here on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, Doug Duda back here at Adams Central, where we continue to battle between the Patriots and St. Paul in the consolation, and now the championship. Kearney Catholic awards. Studi still on the service line with a jump serve to Bruja on the outside. Her attack, and we've got a net violation on Kearney Catholic in the net, trying to make the block. Ord gets the point coming out of the timeout. Kearney Catholic 17, Ord 14, and they are going to leave Cassidy Gittison in here. Her first serve, usually she'd check out. Ord might be running out of subs. Here's Maddie Squires out of the back row, blocked by Bruja, and popped up for Maddie again to finish it. So the first one doesn't go, the second does. Her 13th kill, 18-14, Squires to serve. Now Gittison comes out, and Allie Smith will come in to play back row defense. Over to Cook. Here is the set middle. Carson, one-on-one, blocked Anna Squires. This one's dug, dumped over by Alexander, one-on-up by Messbarger, and then Ord can't decide who to hit it. And Anna Squires rolls over another one. Point Stars. And a five-point lead late. This is about the biggest lead they had late since game one. Maddie Squires with the serve. Set to the outside. Bruja down and good. Second kill for Danielle. Again, she and DeRiso have had to fill in for the injured Allie Welniak, who went out midway through the second set with the score was 17-15. She is back on the bench, but she is done for the night with either an ankle, which is what we think it is. Andrea Carson serve, tries the line, and it is wide out of bounds. 20-15. Kearney Catholic will bring in Whitney Colling to serve it away. 2-1 Stars in the fourth. And Ord wants to counter. They're going to do the old DeRiso and Bruja switch. Ord's out of timeouts. Back to baseball, top of the eighth. The Cardinals still leading 3-2 over the Giants on ESPN. 14-60, 15-50, calling serve. Over past Ord, so dumping it down the center. Morgan Alexander knew what to do and did it. Saved the point for the Chanticleers. That's her first kill of the match. 20-16. And Jordan Cook to serve. Over to Whitney Colling. Here's a short set. Anna Squires, and she missed it. Deep and out of bounds. A rare error from Anna Squires. Ord has cut it to 3, 20-17. Cook had that key run last game. Can she do it again? Serves it right down the middle to Maddie Squires. Prusoski. Squires says, I want it back. And she is blocked by Kate Grant. The first ace block of the entire match. Kate Grant gets it, and timeout Kearney Catholic, and here we go again. Can Ord rally? It's 2-1 Kearney Catholic, and they lead it 20-18, but Ord's rallying here in the fourth on Classic Hits.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
At the service line, Jordan Cook. Ford has scored three in a row to cut it to two. Kearney Catholic 20, Ord 18, set four. Stars up 2-1. Ord has scored three in a row. Coming out of the first Kearney Catholic timeout, it is Jordan Cook to serve it away. Trying to cut it to one. Calling to Prasoski. Had a two ball across. Great save by Cook. Ord back row swing. Carson, it hit the tape and didn't crawl over. The littlest of breaks that can decide the match. And Anna Squires now to serve it away. 21-18 Squires. Down the middle to Carson. Here's Alexander. Set middle. Grit. She's blocked. Alexander saves. Drudick will get it back to Alexander, who gets the swing, and the far corner was wide open. And her second kill. Point Ord. Well, that was a rarity when Kearney Catholic made a block and Ord kept it up. And I think they didn't get back to where they needed to be. 21-19. Morgan Alexander to serve for Ord, down two, right down the line of Addie Squires. Prasoski sets outside, shunned off a little wide, but found the hole and found the floor. The set was a little wide. Courtney Shundoff gets the job done again, and now the number one serve of Allie Prasoski. 22-19, three away from the championship. Here's the set outside. Drudick down. Her 12th. 22-20. Can Ord catch up again, or will they run out of time? Down by two late. Axtell wins the Fort Kearney Conference in three, and Amherst, it took three for them to beat Elm Creek tonight over at the FKC. Good volleyball. Here's Courtney Shundoff, right side. It hit the net. They're going to say it was tipped by Ord and out of bounds. It hit the antenna. But they say it went off the Ord hand first. So Shundoff gets credit for her 10th kill. Here's Michelle Messbarger to serve. 23-20 Kearney Catholic. It's been a battle. Deep serve. They got to play it. Cook to Alexander from the 10-foot line. Take it across Carson. Here's the set. Maddie Squires block. Kate Grant. Second of the match. Second of the set. I think if you're Kearney Catholic, you better win it here. Ord has all the confidence in the world. They almost act like they've accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. And if they win this set, trouble brewing, obviously, for the Stars. Lucy Gavicki to serve. 23-21, Kearney Catholic. Gavicki serve. They quiet down over to Studi. Prasoski, good set. Maddie Squires blocked up front by Bruja. It's dug out. Has to be bumped across. Free ball here for Ord. Can they do anything with it? Alexander sets Bruja. She's blocked. Great one arm up that time by Gavicki, and it's returned. Out of system for Ord. What will the Stars do? Maddie Squires will swing it across. Alexander saves. Gittison gets it up. Set off there, Carson. Everybody's out of whack. Here's Kylie Teal into her own net. Point Ord. What a dig by Gebeke. And Kearney Catholic calls timeout. Both teams have used them all. Let's find out how it finishes. If it finishes in four, 23-22 Stars. We'll be right back.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payments, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Burke.
Well, two of the most outstanding programs in the conference over the last 10 years are battling here. Kearney Catholic 23, Ord 22, fourth set Lou Platt Championship. Lucy Gavicki to serve to try and tie it up for Ord, who's down 2-1. Gavicki serve. Knuckleball in the corner, well placed. Studi got it to Prasoski, sets middle. Here's Oprek, dug out off the tip by Gavicki, Who are they going to set? It's Brujas. He's blocked another good up. Free ball in the middle. Knocked over by Carson. Overpass by the Stars out of necessity. Brujas, another swing, but it's deep. And it is championship point for Kearney Catholic. Morgan Studi to serve it away. And I imagine we'll see the jump serve. Why not here to try and finish it? Championship point for Kearney Catholic. Studi's jump serve is across. Handled by Cook. Alexander with the set. Middle Carson. Tip down and good. And we play on. You can't ask for much more than what we've seen the last two sets. And now Gittison to serve it for just the second time tonight. 24-23 championship point number two for Kearney Catholic. The serve down the middle to Studi. Prasoski sets. Anna Squires down and good. And Kearney Catholic is your conference tournament champions. Kill number 15 for Squires. And Kearney Catholic is your Lou Platt conference champs for 2014. 25-13. 25-22, 23-25, and 25-23. The Stars remain unbeaten, although they drop a set, 21-0, and Ord is 20-5 with two losses to the Stars. We will take a break and be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Ord.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
We are welcoming you back to Adams Central High School, where we've seen a heck of a match here tonight. The first set went to Kearney Catholic in fairly easy fashion after it was 12-10. They went at 25-13, but then it was a dogfight after that, and Kearney Catholic able to win it in four sets. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Earlier tonight, St. Paul, a three-set winner over Adams Central, 29-27, 25-20, 25-21 in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament tonight. In the consolation game, it was Amherst over Elm Creek in three sets. And in the championship, it was Axtell over Wilcox Hildreth, also in three sets. Let's take a look at the fifth set or the fourth set numbers here. For Ord, Jordan Cook, two service points. Morgan Alexander had one service point and two kills. Kenzie Drudick had two service points. One was an ace, and she had two kills. Lucy Gevicki had three service points. Danielle Brujas had one kill. Kate Krent, two ace blocks and a kill. And Andrea Carson had three kills. Nine kills, two ace blocks, and one ace serve for Ord, and still took it to 25-23. For Kearney Catholic, I have Michelle Messbarger with one service point. Kylie Teal had one kill. Morgan Studi, four service points. One was an ace. Whitney Colling had one service point. Maddie Squires had one service point and three kills. Courtney Shundoff, two kills. Callie Oprick, three ace blocks in that set. Anna Squires, two ace blocks and four kills. Allie Prasoski had two service points. One was an ace, one kill. 11 kills for Kearney Catholic, but how about the ace blocks? I've got them for a total of five in that set. And as far as ace serves, notch up two more as Kearney Catholic wins it 25 22-23. We'll take a break, give you the cumulative stats, catch up with the coach. Stay with us here on Classic Hits of the New West postgame report.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Let's run down the cumulative stats for our four-set match here on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. And first off, for the Ord Lady Chanticleers, we have Jordan Cook with 10 service points, and that is going to lead the team tonight. She had one kill. Morgan Alexander had 8 service points, 2 kills as the setter. Kenzie Drudick, 3 service points. One was an ace. She had 12 kills in the match tonight. Cassidy Giddison had 2 kills. Lucy Gevicki had 8 service points. 2 of them were aces. Allie Welniak had 2 kills. Both of them were back in the second set before the injury. And as we slide down the way, Danielle Bruja, among those that came in to help, she had 2 kills. Kate Grant played huge tonight. She ended up with 2 ace blocks and 13 kills to lead the Chanticleers. Andrea Carson, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. She had 9 kills. I had Ord for 42 kills, 2 ace blocks, 4 ace serves. The conference runner-up again here in 2014. They are now 20-5 on the season, and the Chanticleers will next be in action on Monday night. We'll see them again when they travel south to take on Minden Monday varsity volleyball just after 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger ended up leading the way from the service line with 13 points. 2 of them were aces. Kylie Teal had an ace block and 6 kills. Morgan Studi, 9 service points. 1 was an ace. Whitney Colling, 8 service points. 1 was an ace. Maddie Squires, 6 service points, an ace block, and 13 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 10 kills. Callie Oprick, 8 ace blocks, 5 kills. Anna Squires, 2 service points, 6 ace blocks, and a match-high 15 kills. Allie Persosky, 6 service points, 1 was an ace, 4 kills, and Jenny Beans had 2 service points. For Kearney Catholic, 53 kills, 16 ace blocks, which has to be close to a tournament and a school record, and 5 ace serves, as Kearney Catholic remains undefeated at 21-0 with a 25-13, 25-22, 23-25, and 25-23 victory over the Lady Chanticleers. Kearney Catholic returns home for a duel Tuesday against St. Paul. We'll be back and chats with the head coach, Chris Connor, right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
On your way home tonight, we've got baseball on ESPN 1460 and 1550, 3-3 as they go to the ninth. And in the NFL, New England leads the Jets 20-19 as they go to the start of the fourth quarter of play. Here, Kearney Catholic goes four sets tonight to win the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Championship. And head coach Chris Connor making her way to chat about the only trophy that they didn't win last year. And I know that, Coach, obviously this was one that the kids wanted, and it was not easy tonight.
No, definitely not, but that's good for us. So especially going into the home stretch, it's nice to see what the kids will do under pressure and some of the things we didn't like and some of the things we liked, but, you know, that's they stepped up when they needed to.
You just look at the stat sheet, and there's probably going to be more errors for both teams than they liked, but there were a lot of long rallies that kind of resulted in those errors. It seemed like after that first set run that you guys made, it was really competitive the rest of the way. So how do you view it? Was there a lot of errors that helped keep Ord in it, or was it your team being aggressive and you took whatever you could get here tonight?
I'd say not necessarily errors, just I think positioning. You know, as they hit a lot of nice quick shots out of on their middles, hitting some three balls, and their outsides is a quick set, and a lot of times our back row maybe didn't have the best defensive positioning, and part of that was our block wasn't getting set soon enough. So I would, and not that those are, you know, what you'd see as errors on the stat sheets, but just more defensive positioning, things we need to fix.
Why were you able to block Ord so well tonight?
Well, you know, I mean, that quick ball, it's a little bit easier time, but you just have to, I mean, you have to make sure you're there because it is so fast. So as long as you're there, it's, you know, it's a more of a straight line shot, so it's easier to get over. And I, you know, it, having played them once, it was good experience for us, but yeah, that's a little better than we usually do block. So
you're up 21-17 in the third. It seemed at that point that was going to be enough, and Ord rallies, so the varsity girls lose their first set. I'm sure at some point it's okay for that to happen. I mean, that's
yep.
I mean, you're undefeated, you don't need to win every set. And what was it like going into the fourth set?
Well, not very good, because we got into the huddle like, what kind of decisions were, you know, we weren't making the best decisions there. Kind of maybe lazy decisions on offensively, going for things that weren't there, and we weren't communicating very well. So, you know, they earned it, but we certainly could have had some better shots.
Maybe you can explain it to me, because I'm not the smartest X and O volleyball guy, but every set, the second time Messbarger would come in, the score was always 10-8, 11-9, 10-10. It was always right there. And every set, that was where you guys got the separation. Was there something specific on matchups out there that gave you guys the advantage at that point in the match?
Well, now you gave away our secrets. So. Yeah, she does a great job of serving deep. She kind of got that tennis serve going, and she usually gets them out of system and it gives us an easier ball. So a lot of times we do score, not necessarily that it's ace, but she gets them out of system most of the time, and so it gives us a little bit, you know, easier ball to handle and put back into their court.
Did you think at any time tonight that you finally missed Paige? Was there something in there that maybe you would have been different that the girls are still trying to get used to?
Yeah, I mean, it's Michelle Messbarger's doing a great job over in left back, and Whitney does too. But, you know, Michelle was playing a great right side, and so now she's trying to adjust to left. And so she's still learning and trying to get adjusted to it. You know, Paige has got a lot of years of experience, and she's a quick learner. So, oh, yeah, there are a couple of times like, oh, Paige would have had that ball, you know. And but Paige is great. She's sitting on the bench, and she's cheering her team on, and, you know, she's number one fan.
Okay, well, you guys are crazy enough that your week's not done.
No, we're going to go Saturday a few more.
What's going on? Who's at Centennial, and what are you looking at there?
There we'll see Gordon Rushville at 9, and then we'll have Sutton and – probably from the other side, probably Bishop Newman.
All right. St. Paul rolls in on Tuesday. I'm sure they'll be gunning for you again. So some good matches before, and you got North Platte, a nice addition to the end of the season. So, Chris, we'll see you again real soon. And, you know, normally we don't give away prizes. You know, you hear the big time, you know, for being on the show today, you get this. Well, tonight we have World Series tickets for you for Tuesday, but since you got a game, I guess I'll keep them. Sorry.
You know,
and Doug can't have them.
No, that'd be a good experience for my assistant coaches, though.
Let me ask you one more question before I let you out of here. You didn't win the tournament last year, so how satisfying is it for the girls? Probably one goal, maybe the only goal they didn't achieve last year, and how big a goal was it this week to win this title?
Yeah, I mean, they were pretty let down, you know, after that, and not just let down about losing the tournament, but I think even more let down and, you know, just with their, I guess, attitudes and what, you know, how they felt about the rest of the season. So we had to do a lot of rebuilding and mending that next week to get everybody, you know, thinking that we could do it again. So it's nice to come out of here challenged, but yet see them fight back and know that we still got a lot of improvement to do.
All right, Chris, we'll let you get to the locker room. Congratulations and best of luck this weekend.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Chris Connor, head coach of the conference champion Kearney Catholic Stars. And we'll wrap it up from Adams Central right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Other volleyball from tonight. Axtell wins the conference championship. Great for Coach Brad Nelson's crew, and they are really rolling over there at Axtell. But it did take them three sets to beat Wilcox Hildreth tonight. Amherst beat Elm Creek in three sets, and they play the best of three, so it was 2-1 in the consolation match. Elsewhere tonight, Aurora defeats Northwest 26-24, 26-24 in the conference tournament. Aurora also beats Seward because that is pool play tonight. Lakeview beat Central City and York on the other side. In other action tonight, Giltner beat Cross County and Meridian. Central Catholic swept out Sterling. We don't have all the scores up here. Lawrence Nelson defeated Franklin. No final for the St. Cecilia-Sandy Creek matchup yet tonight as well. Also, Major League Baseball, they go in the top of the ninth. Cardinals and Giants 3-3. 13 minutes to go in the NFL game. New England 20, the Jets 19. A lot of field goals tonight for the Jets in that contest. And tomorrow it's football here on Classic Hits, Ravenna at Gibbon on ESPN 1460. It is Kearney Catholic hosting Minden. Adams Central Lexington on ESPN 1550. St. Cecilia Sutton will be on 1230 KHAS. Those games are also online, just like volleyball tonight, at Platte. RiverPreps.com. Our next volleyball action is Monday night for Minden as the Whippets take on the Ord Chanticleers, and first serve scheduled for just after 7 o'clock. I want to thank all the fine sponsors. Thanks to folks here at Adams Central for their hospitality, and a great match tonight by both teams as Kearney Catholic goes four sets to beat Ord, and third place St. Paul three sets to beat Adams Central. For our producer engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening. Congratulations to Kearney Catholic, your Lou Platte Conference volleyball champs. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.